So when it comes to the words in ASHRAE, Pasach, Hatzilach, Hatzilach, and Tzion, there's an inyan to, and again, I want to discuss this next week as well, because I'm going to go very short here, about 2 to 3 minutes, just because it's coming from somewhere, and I didn't have a chance to fully prepare this one. So we'll do the best we can. When it comes to ASHRAE, it says the words Pasach, Hatzilach, Hatzilach, and Tzion. And there's something in particular here. When it comes to Yedacha, the hands, there is a very major phenomenon about the hands itself, both on the part of man, of a humankind, and as far as the hand of Hashem as well. So in the next 2 or 3 weeks, I want to talk about the Hashem part in particular, where we're seeing this. We're seeing how the hand of Hashem, and since October 7th, we really see how the hand of Hashem really is used, that Hashem controls the world and runs the world. You look at why was there October 7th? Why was you could ask all the questions of the world, but when you actually look at the reality, look at how much good has happened. Look at how much has there been a time since October 7th? Has there been a time where I don't think there's ever been a time before this, and I hope I'm wrong. Where all different types of Jews, it doesn't matter, even those who are not affiliated, are affiliating themselves more, are really becoming serving Hashem, recognizing Hashem. A lot of these Israelis didn't even recognize who Hashem was. And if you look at the paragraph of ASHRAE as a whole, see what door with door, the words door with door, generation to generation. This really everything that was passed down from generation to generation, generation to generation, our name and other people that, even those that are the most unaffiliated, remember that you're a Jew. They know who they are. They might try to clarify there, but they know who they are. They know they're Jewish. There's a certain uniqueness in that. And when you look at all the events that have happened and how we've literally united, you can't tell the difference of who what. You can't tell people, yarmulkes, tzitzis, kosher, the whole article. I will probably read it next week. There's a whole article in the OU Pesach Guide about how, for the very first time, the IDF is completely all the bases as a whole. They're only accepting a lot kosher meat. That was always a fight. This time it wasn't even a fight. The most unaffiliated wanted a lot kosher. They recognized that there's a Hashem. And the truly amazing thing. I truly believe that we are heading closer in the right direction. I'll end here, but I'm sorry I'm short today. But just some points to think about, really just to think about. And I hope to go more into this next week. All right. Have a good Shabbos, guys.